Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa's car makers are imploring the local unit of ArcelorMittal and Trade and Industries and Competition Minister Parks Tau to work together to delay the planned closure of steel mills at the end of this month. According to Bloomberg, associations representing both component makers and car manufacturers, including Toyota and VW, say they need at least a year to source alternative steel supplies. Closing the steel mills could result in plant closures and job losses in their industries, they say. ArcelorMittal South Africa is due to close mills that produce long steel products in Newcastle and Vereeniging at the end of this month. South Africa's biggest cement maker, PPC, will start a new 3 billion rand state-of-the-art cement plant in the Western Cape this year. And it will do so with a Chinese partner, the Sinoma Overseas Development Company, which will be responsible for the design, engineering and construction of the plant. The new build will be at PPC's Riebeck West Works and is set to produce 1.5 million tonnes of cement per year, replacing existing capacity but cutting costs by 30% and producing cement with the lowest carbon content in the country. New plant is expected to come online by the end of 2026. Talking of shares, Bloomberg reports that government is in talks with the JSE with a view towards listing the country's struggling SOEs. A meeting between the two took place on Tuesday. Minister in the presidency responsible for planning, monitoring and evaluation, Maropine Ramakgopa, says the JSE is going to assist in coming up with policies and frameworks that would allow them to do a better job. She added that the process of ensuring that the SOEs are based on market orientation has already started. Changes are needed to the private-public partnership laws to allow this to happen, but Ramakgopa says the proposed new law is already before Parliament. And on the JSE itself, the all-share index and top 40 both closed last evening down around 0.2%. London's FTSE up 1.1%, while in New York, the Dow, the S&P 500 both down 0.2%, the Nasdaq down nearly 1%. Tokyo this morning down 1%, Hong Kong up 0.4%, Sydney down 0.2%. US dollar unchanged at 103 to the euro, the rand 1880 to the dollar, 1937 to the euro and 23 exactly to sterling. Gold at 2,715, platinum 939, Bitcoin just over 101,000, Brent crude oil just over $81.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.